This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones with Mike Adams.
And we're back. Thank you for joining us, continuing on this midterm election day. This is a big day, an historic day, and I feel very honored and privileged to be able to serve in this context here to help bring you information of what's happening around the country. I want to thank all our callers in advance. We'll be taking more calls here in this segment and upcoming segments. A lot of local reports of things happening. Also, just to give you a little update, different media organizations, independent media around the web, Gateway Pundit reporting that an Arizona district is turning voters away, taking their names and numbers and saying, we'll get back to you. So a Republican district in Arizona, unable to vote there. Zero Hedge is reporting that there's chaos at polls. Voting machines are malfunctioning in New Jersey. And Breitbart is reporting that Facebook has blocked 115 accounts for what they call coordinated inauthentic behavior. Well, strikes me that you can't get more inauthentic than these Democrats that pretend to be moderates and pretend to be conservatives so they can get elected, but they're lying to their voters because they actually plan to be radical left-wing Democrats. So how come we don't ban them for inauthentic behavior by the same logic? In any case, let's go to calls. We've got Michael holding in California. Michael, you're live on the air with Mike Adams here. Thank you for your call. Go ahead, sir.
Hey, Mike. Just want to start by plugging, I don't know if you guys carry it anymore, the liver cleanse. Me and my wife, we did the liver cleanse, and a couple years later, we got two boys to show for it.
Well, that's fantastic. Congratulations. Yes,
yeah,
thank you.
She wasn't supposed to be able to have babies, and we made them.
But, fantastic.
Hey, we're going to win this election. If not, I got to relocate, but I think we got it. I know they're going to try to steal it, but we're going to overwhelm them.
Is that just a gut feeling, or are you seeing something? You're hearing things? What's your source there? What are you thinking?
Well, outside of the main cities, everybody's voting red.
Okay.
Everybody. Absolutely everybody that I found.
So what area do you live in California? I mean, suburbia or rural, or where are you living?
I'm in Central Valley, Modesto, kind of in between.
Okay. And are you seeing signs, you know, actual signs in the yards, or just hearing this from people?
I work servicing trucks and big rigs, so I talk to a lot of drivers, and drivers are all voting red.
Okay.
I don't see any signs or anybody trying to get people to vote blue around here.
All right. Well, hey, God bless the truckers, by the way. Without them, we would not have an economy at all. So I'm definitely thumbs up for the truckers. Thank you for your call. A good description out there from California. Let's get some more additional local news. Let's go to a different state here. Let's go to George in New York. Says he voted today. George, what are you seeing out in New York? Are you with us, George? Live on the air? All right. Maybe George isn't there at the moment. Let's go to Alex in Connecticut. Alex, you're live on the air with Mike Adams. Go ahead.
Hey, good to speak to you, Mike, finally. Yeah, out in Connecticut, just finished voting about an hour ago. And, yeah, it is a blue state. I think it's more like a 60-40 thing, because if you look on the map, you have, red more towards the, upper, closer to New York State.
And then, what were you seeing at the voting location? Were people campaigning there? Did you see a lot of signs, a lot of talk? What was going on?
Yeah, there's lots of signs. It's a mixed bag. A lot of people, a lot of big signs for Republicans. Connecticut is more of a mixed bag, but it is. What I'm worried about is a lot of voter fraud. You know, it is a sanctuary state, as far as I remember. I'm not a fan of Chris Murphy. I was never really trusted Blumenthal. So I'm trying to
see. Alex, I'm sorry to interrupt. We got to go to break here, but I appreciate your comments. We're going to go to more callers from around the country as we continue here with midterm election day coverage. Infowars.com. I'm Mike Adams filling in for Alex Jones right now. We'll be back after this break with more of your calls from across America.
It's really hard to have the energy at the end of the day to still get to the gym or to go for a run or go to the park or heck, even take your dog for a walk. Believe me, I know. I spend hours in front of a screen and then hours in front of bright lights every day. But thanks to Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com, I still have that energy. There's no way I could have the energy at the end of a long day to fight back against the chemicals and the food and water, to fight back against the modern day lifestyle with the screen time and the extended hours, to still have the stamina and endurance, energy and drive to get to the gym, get to the park, and get exercise that you need for your health. So go to InfoWarsStore.com and get Super Male Vitality before it's gone. This is actually our last run of Super Male Vitality. So I want you to experience Super Male Vitality before it's too late.
Unleash the Super Male in you. Super Male Vitality from InfoWarsStore.com.
Assault on the lies of the New World Order. It's Alex Jones.
Mr. Crowley, what's been done in your head?
Global coverage right through tomorrow of this historic election. Mike Adams is co-hosting. Roger Stone, who they say is set to be indicted on Friday. He doesn't even want to talk about it on air, but we'll see what he says coming up at the bottom of the hour. We're all here in the bunker defending the Republic from enemies foreign and domestic. Such an incredible time to be alive. Such an amazing time to be here covering all these issues. Roger Stone will be sitting right here in about 30 minutes breaking down so much. We're taking your calls, but Mike Adams is laying out you know, what's happening. Now, there's two different ways to handle politics. Well, I guess three or four ways, but two ways that most people do. Put their head in the sand and flatline and ignore things that are going on. And, you know, that's basically like an ostrich. Or there is go 110%. I'm the opposite of somebody that sticks my head in the sand. But I got to be careful, too, about like a race car driver that floors it too much to too many RPMs and blows an engine. So a lot of people are calling in saying, how's Alex? He sounds so angry for hour after hour. Yeah, I know how criminal these people are. They're trying to destroy my life. That doesn't make me want to back down. It makes me know I was right, want to fight them that much harder. So a lot's coming down to this, man. I don't care about the persecution. All it makes is want me to have this victory for my family and you that much more. And I'm not up here saying that, talking about myself. We're getting a lot of calls. People are like, wow, it's powerful radio and TV, but Alex really seems fundamentally pissed off. Yes, folks, we're in a war with globalists conquering our country, and I cannot believe it's not more obvious to be behind Trump and what we're doing. It's so clear-cut, it drives me crazy, and the suspense. I'm not mad at the crew. I'm like, give me the latest numbers. What are the early voting? What's coming in on the maps? Usually you start seeing some stuff by noon. We're not seeing anything, and I don't want to be negative, but when I've seen other elections they steal, they don't start showing you stuff till later. So, and I'm not saying we're going to lose. A lot of folks are like, hey, Alex, don't say we're going to lose. You said we'd win in 2016 because I really believed it when nobody else did. And I saw the evidence. I still think we are legitimately winning. But the enemy woke up and is throwing everything they've got at us. So that's our wake-up call, too. So I don't know. We're going to be here tonight covering it all. Here's a few minutes of Rush Limbaugh, you know, coming out of retirement, basically, to show up, showing you this is 2 minutes to midnight. And Limbaugh, don't agree with him everything, but he's an American patriot. He cares about this country, and here's Rush Limbaugh.
What an honor. This is so exciting. I have been watching Trump rallies from the very first one. And to be part of one, folks, I'll tell you, it's the night of a lifetime. Everybody knows this is backstage. You all are so great. This thing is it's electric in here, folks, you people at home. This is unreal. that in a few short minutes you start chanting something else. Maybe you'll get... No? I was just talking to people backstage, and somebody said that the president and all of us have been labeled by some Democrats in the media divisive. Divisive? The Democrats haven't even accepted they lost the election in 2016. That's what this is all about.
That's divisive. Exactly.
It's serious stuff. All of this. I mean, for crying out loud, folks, you look at what happened the last 2 years. For 2 years ago, year and a half, every day, newspaper, New York Times, Washington Post, anonymous intelligence sources, confirming that Trump colluded with Putin to steal the election. There's no evidence for it. Zilch, zero, nada. It didn't happen. It was made up. Hillary Clinton colluded with Russia. Hillary Clinton rigged an election.
Okay, folks, I'm going to go back to Mike Adams so you can finish up the segment, take your calls in the next, and he'll be back with me at 6 o'clock tonight. But listen, I'm supposed to go vote right now, right down the street. I can't leave the building. So, yes, I'm bouncing off the walls. The good news is I'm leaving, and then we're going to have Owen Schroyer coming up, Roger Stone coming up. We're going to have Owen Benjamin, Mike Cernovich, Matt Bracken, and so many others tonight, and your phone calls. But, Mike Adams, I go back to this. I've never felt energy like this, and I'm not somebody that has anxiety. I'm not somebody that chews my fingernails when the going gets tough, and I'm not just saying that. I usually just in super dangerous positions or whatever, people go, it's like I'm blind to it, and I'm not even scared. The energy level of the country and the world, because this is so clear, our own destiny versus globalists running us and how bad the globalists are. You've been pretty calm, but more active than ever politically and more on target. What are you feeling at a gut level or intellectual level? And how are you being smooth during this? Because I am literally bouncing off the walls.
Well, at a gut level, it's very clear. I think that we hold the House. I think that we push back against the Democrats in this election, and we have a major victory. That's what I feel in my gut. But intellectually, and I'm having this internal battle, Alex, between what my heart says and what my brain says, because intellectually I'm a numbers guy. You know, I'm a lab scientist, and I'm looking at numbers, and I'm looking at the historical trends, and I'm looking at the number of open seats and the polls. And even though I know the polls are twisted, I have a lot of concern when I look at the numbers. So my rational side says, well, we got to be cautious. But my heart says, we're taking America back, and we're going to win. So that's where I am right now.
And I totally agree. That's exactly where I've been for weeks. And the gut says we're winning. Intellectual says we're losing. But here's the issue. It's because we tend to, like Garth Brooks says, some of God's greatest gifts were unanswered prayers. Whether we win or lose, the fact is globalism's in trouble. There's a human awakening worldwide. Nationalism's winning everywhere. We're coming back. We're bouncing back from the bottom, I believe. And so that's why we have to understand win, lose, or draw. We're winning because humanity has awakened, and look how far we've come exposing globalism from just 20 years ago, 10 years ago, Mike. So I think that's what we've got to juxtapose in our minds. But the Democrats and the globalists have been so scared, they've come out with their full force, and that makes us know we were right. And it's confirmation that they were worse than we thought. And then we really get upset as men that I don't know about you, but I feel like constantly like there's something I'm supposed to do. Like constantly now. I can't even sleep. Roger Stone can't sleep. It's like we've got to fight these people.
It's funny. I had trouble sleeping last night for the first time in years, and I couldn't pinpoint it. But I've been holding back some things that I'm probably going to come out with tomorrow and the next day, regardless of the outcome of this election. But I tell you, what's clear is that we have to push back no matter who wins or loses. And even if we lose the House, let's say, but you gain some seats in the Senate, then that means Trump's Supreme Court nominees in the future are much easier to confirm, and they can't do a Kavanaugh kind of attack.
Well, that's it. Exactly. Let's not them frame who won or lost. Let's really intellectually look at it, and then let's all make the announcement together. Because exactly, that's what my gut says. God's going to give us a victory, but not the one we think.
And also remember, let's say the Democrats take the House and then they go insane and they show the evil that they truly are. That might even be a pathway to victory. Just getting them to show themselves. You know what I mean? Like decloak, as you say. If the Maxine Waters evil comes out for the whole country to see, oh my, the reaction to that might be more powerful than even defending the House of Representatives. So look, I can't possibly know the mind of God and how everything's going to work. All I know is that those of us who love America, we are going to fight for our country, our freedoms, and our president, no matter what happens today and tomorrow.
That's right. Powerfully put. And I think a lot of the energy we feel and see is the enemy, and their slaves are just so wound up because the whole world, not just America, but the whole world is turning against them. Mike Adams, naturalnews.com, takes over. More of your calls and more analysis straight ahead. Wild horses couldn't drag me away. And then Roger Stone, in about 12, 13 minutes, will be in studio hosting by himself, and I want him to really, you know, get into whatever he wants to cover. And then the War Room, and then I'm going to be back tonight, all night long, folks.
And don't forget to vote, Alex. You gotta get that done.
I'm going to get in the car. I'm going now. I'm leaving the building. Stay with us, folks. Spread those links.
Broadcasting to over 1,000 radio stations, GCN programming is in all of the largest markets. A GCN advertising career could be the business opportunity you've been waiting for. Companies need hardworking representatives just like you to handle their needs, while you earn residual income which can last for years. Companies are buying and they need you. Email advertise at gcnlive.com or call 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327.
Times are changing. The circus of politics, healthcare's low standards and high prices, and let's not forget food quality. What to do? Arm yourself with Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. In a world of chemical imbalance and poor air and water quality, it's time you make a move. Log on to GetTheTea.com and stock up on organic non-GMO supplements. Don't forget the tea. Cleansing your body never felt so good. And we have a brand new tea called Takedown Tea, which helps support healthy glucose. All natural body support so you can be at your best, naturally. All you have to do is log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. We're not a fad that comes and goes. We are the real deal. Join us and armor up. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Changing America's health, one tea bag at a time.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-318-1251. That's 800-318-1251. 800-318-1251.
Water water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the purest for you and your family. For over 14 years, thousands have depended on Berkey Clean Water. The Berkey guy has you covered at home, work, and on the go with water filtration systems of every size for every budget. Now, GCN listeners receive 10% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN at GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Mike Adams. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
All right, you've got me for one more segment here on The Alex Jones Show. Alex has left the building to go vote, reportedly, so he's somewhere in Austin now voting, and that'll be interesting to see what the Democrats do to him wanting to exercise his constitutional right to vote. I'm sure they will yell nasty things to Alex because, of course, Democrats don't want people who love America to have a right to vote at all. In fact, there's so much fraud in this election that it's almost like theater to Democrats. They don't really want there to be voting. They just want to be authoritarians in charge, have full power, full control. They're kind of going through the motions of voting right now because they think they've stolen this election. But if we push back strongly enough, then we can, of course, resist that massive fraud and censorship it's already been done against us. This election has been stolen in advance. The question is whether we can overcome it. Along those lines, I want you to watch very carefully tonight the Florida governor's race of Gillum versus DeSantis. Now, Gillum is currently favored in the polls by a few points, of course, depending on which poll you pay attention to. If DeSantis wins that race, it would be a very strong indication that there is a powerful red wave. If DeSantis loses the race to Gillum, it doesn't mean that there's a powerful blue wave either. But if Gillum wins by, let's say, 10 points or more, then that would be an indication of a strong blue wave. So that's a race to watch. Remember that Gillum is a radical left-wing socialist. And if the Florida voters choose Gillum, I don't believe they would, by the way. But if they did, they will experience what it means to live under a kind of mini Venezuela for the time that Gillum is governor down there. So the Floridians will learn a harsh lesson if that unfolds. Now, if the Democrats lose the House, one more point here, then we're going to go back to calls, and Roger Stone will take over the next segment. If the Democrats lose the House, they will not recognize the outcome of the election. And at the same time, just as they didn't recognize Trump being president in 2016, they will reject it. They'll say, well, this doesn't count. But interestingly, if the Democrats win the House by a very narrow margin, then there are many people on the right, including myself, who will say, well, wait a minute. This hasn't been a fair and free election because of the censorship and the election fraud and the illegals voting. So we might refuse to accept the outcome if it's very close, knowing the amount of fraud that's been committed. So my question to you is, and something to think about, what happens to a constitutional republic when the two sides no longer can agree on the outcome of an election? Because the answer to that, if you really carry it to its logical conclusion, is essentially a country torn apart. Perhaps through secession, perhaps through civil war, perhaps through political chaos, or even kinetic chaos on the streets, depending on the circumstance. But imagine if Maxine Waters becomes the head of, what is it, the House Finance Committee, I believe it would be. Then what if we refuse to recognize that, and we refuse to recognize subpoena power from a Democrat-controlled House, knowing that they stole that election? What happens then? And keep in mind that for the past 2 years, Democrats in the deep state have refused to abide by subpoenas issued by a Republican-controlled Congress. So they have already nullified subpoena power just by refusing to participate. You see what's happening? The country is no longer, there's not common ground. There aren't a set of rules anymore by which we all choose to live or agree to live by. And because a constitutional republic is a mental construct, it's an idea. That mental construct appears to be nearly gone. So it's almost like no matter what happens in this election, I don't think that Democrats and Republicans, the way things are right now, can really coexist in a lawful, peaceful society for much longer. Sadly, that's not the outcome I wanted to see, but that's my assessment. Let's go to calls now with that commentary, you know, in the can. Let's go to Greg in California. Greg says you've got comments about the election and media lies. You're live with Mike Adams on the Alex Jones Show. Go ahead, sir.
Hey, brother, let me just plug real quick. If you guys don't like the iodine supplements, whatever, we could fund the podcast just with coffee and toothpaste. Who doesn't need coffee and toothpaste? But I auto ship coffee and toothpaste.
Coffee and toothpicks. Okay.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
InfoWars, they sell the Patriot coffee and then the fluoride-free toothpaste. So you could just buy those.
Oh, toothpaste. Oh, okay. That makes more sense. Gotcha.
You don't need anything.
Gotcha.
So,
all right, yeah.
And then vote GOP and the media. The reason you can't trust the media is very simple. Who are you more like, right? When you watch TV, are you like these robots that read off a teleprompter? Or are you like the people on InfoWars? No teleprompter, just talking. Sometimes they get mad, sometimes they laugh. Not always right, but they're not out to get the country, right? So just, you have to feel it on a gut level. These people on the mainstream media, they're just complete liars. They're like robots. They have no emotion.
Absolutely, they are, yeah.
I was just pissed on air. We get pissed in our houses, right? We talk some stuff. We disagree. We get mad. That's a normal human emotion.
Well, you make a good point there, Greg. I'm sorry to interrupt, but yeah, who are we more like? And the left-wing media is faking all the time. Your phone audio quality was barely usable, so I'm going to go to another caller, but I appreciate your comments, Greg, and you're right on the mark. You absolutely nailed it. Think about who is more like you in terms of philosophy, not on the surface, you know, not skin color, but about philosophy. Who's pro-liberty? Because, of course, you know, those of us who love liberty, we openly embrace every skin color, every religion, every national origin. As long as you're pro-liberty, as far as I'm concerned, you're in my camp. You're in the pro-America camp. Let's go to Darian in Wisconsin. Darian, you're live on the air with Mike Adams. Go ahead. What's your comment or question?
Hey, Mike. I have some critical information here for you, so don't cut me off.
Well, we've got 2 minutes to break, so
I'm going to try to fit it in there as quickly as I can here. We are basically rolling out, started a company here. Our main stuff this week are company website, medical records hosting. We're going to be setting up a search engine, and I did send out a message over to Andrew Torba this morning saying if he ever needs backup, go ahead. I'm a former veteran. Can't be bought. We're also looking at pushing your iodine into the medical clinics that are hosting records through us, so make sure you keep a steady supply of that. I wanted to tell you that people need to quit calling, because calling has plausible deniability. I learned that in the military. You want to do everything in writing. I want to draw your attention.
You're talking about calling representatives in Washington? Is
yep,
that what you're
calling representatives
to?
In Washington, calling.
Okay.
When you call, you can deny. You can say whatever. All right? So you always put it in writing. That's a legal concept. Spent about the last year investigating a plan B course of action. Should we lose this election? And even if we win it, I want to bring up the fact that when you have representatives that are voted out and they've lost and they're as bad as these people, there's nothing worse than a person that disappears out of public sight with evil intent. They will come back out of the dark and stab you in the back. So something has to get done. So I spent the last year putting this together. I want to draw your attention to 5 U.S. Code 7311, 18 U.S. Code 1918.
We've got 30 seconds, man.
Yep. These encompass violations both of office, 18 U.S. Code 2381. That encompasses treason. You should look at the penalties for these. I plan to put together a document on these items and go ahead and file a course of action here in the near future.
Look, I'm going to have to cut you off because we've got to go to break. I'm sorry. But, you know, keep us posted with what you've got there. You can call back on another show or submit that to InfoWars. They would love to hear from you. Thank you for all the good work you're doing. Roger Stone will be taking over as we continue on the other side of this break. It's been great joining you today. I've already voted, so do your...
The globalists know that if they suppress the good halogen and pump the environment full of the bad halogens, fluoride, chlorine, bromine, you name it, that it lowers IQ. It literally dumbs the population down. And on our quest to bring our listeners and viewers the best iodine in the world, we've gone through two permutations. First, seaweed-based iodine that was pretty good but hard to source, and the globalists tried to block us getting a supply of it. So we discovered deep earth crystals of pure nascent iodine and brought you X2. That's been incredible. Now, due to the establishment trying to block that, we did more research and secured more of the deep earth crystals of nascent iodine. But chemists, scientists, and others showed us the research that by combining it with three other compounds, two forms of iodine and vitamin C, it supercharges it and makes it even more bioavailable. Ladies and gentlemen, you want to research it, you want to see it. It's an incredible discovery. X3, now available at InfoWarsLife.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business, so make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. And now, your host, Roger Stone.
Welcome back. I'm Roger Stone, and you're on the Alex Jones Show. You know, few Americans could withstand the kind of proctological examination that I've gotten from Robert Mueller, the special counsel, over the last year, maybe a little longer. And incredibly, there is still no evidence whatsoever that I had advanced knowledge of the source or content of the WikiLeaks disclosures in October. That's because no evidence exists.
And I have correctly identified Randy Credico, the New York talk show host, as the tipster, the man who told me in late July that whatever it was that Assange had, that he had announced on CNN in June of 2016 from Hillary Clinton would be dynamite, devastating, a bombshell, would roil the race, would end her campaign. Of course, he turned out to be right. Now, Matt Drudge has a story up at the Drudge Report from the Daily Caller, which says correctly that my attorney, Tyler Nixon, testified for Mr. Mueller's grand jury. I had to waive the privilege for him to do so, and accurately and truthfully said that he sat in a dinner meeting with Credico and I, in which Credico essentially acknowledged that he was my source. David Lugo, the producer of the movie Sensational with Alex Jones, among others, has testified and written that Randy Credico confirmed to him in person and in a text message that he was my source. So this amounts to absolutely nothing. The mainstream media would have you believe that I have shifted my story. I haven't shifted it at all. I forgot two things. When George Papadopoulos gave an extraordinary interview this morning to Alex Jones, he outlined how FBI operatives first approached him in July, May, June, July, earlier actually, regarding planting faux evidence of Russian collusion. It was in this same time period that the FBI sent an informant, Henry Greenberg, to see me, and I dismissed him in less than 20 minutes. And yes, I did forget that encounter. It was a tumultuous, busy presidential year, and I simply forgot. But since nothing illegal or improper happened at that meeting, or as a result of that meeting, I have no reason to not remember it. I simply forgot. I am human. And then I forgot also that I'd had an exchange with Steve Bannon. The Washington Post would have you believe, the New York Times would have you believe that I contacted him, but actually he contacted me right after Julian Assange had his October 2nd press event when he released nothing to the world. But he did say at that press event, as reported by Politico, that there would be weekly disclosures every week for the next, I think it was 10 weeks, but that in any event, all U.S. related election related material would be released in the weeks before the election. The Washington Post reported that as Assange made some vague proposal for future disclosures. Well, that's the fake news at work. So we now know definitively that Steve Bannon, who the New York Post has reported has been meeting with the Clintons' convicted pedophile pimp, Jeffrey Epstein, attempted to throw me under the bus. Essentially, the two things I told Bannon in an email published by the New York Times came from a perfectly innocuous sources. One was Randy Credico, no inside information there. He was the one who told me that there were security concerns around Assange at the time of October 2nd, and that was the reason that he had demurred in terms of releasing something on that date. And then secondly, my source could have been read online, Politico and other news outlets, that correctly reported that Assange himself said there would be future disclosures on a weekly basis from that point until the election and then even beyond. So once again, the real news it finally is emerging. I do want to remind you that here at InfoWars, we are completely and totally listener and viewer supported. That's why I want you to go to the InfoWars.com site right now and see some of the extraordinary specials that we are carrying. Without your loyal support, without your buying these products, whether they're the great nutraceuticals or our T-shirts or our books or any of our products, we literally cannot continue the fight. As Alex Jones has told you many times and completely truthfully, we are under the greatest pressure, the greatest challenge in our existence. These monumentally expensive but baseless lawsuits that are initially filed in order to create the headlines that then the internet giants can use as the basis to censor us are extraordinarily expensive. But Alex Jones is not a quitter, and he will never quit the fight. In fact, he's going to double down. We're mounting a massive campaign to bombard the White House with communications, actually letters, to the president telling him that he must order his Justice Department to end the racketeering of the internet giants who are trying to censor InfoWars, who are making Facebook pages for patriotic, freedom-loving, conservative, libertarian, and pro-Trump Americans disappear overnight, that are censoring people on Reddit, censoring people like myself on Twitter. You know, when Twitter banned me, I had almost 440,000 followers. Little did I know that I was just a pioneer. So please go to the internet, to the InfoWars site now. Now, if you are not in the market for one of our great nutraceuticals, and we've got some unbelievable sales, Silver Bullet at 67% off. This is one of my favorites. The finest colloidal silver product, I think, in the country. We use a special electronic process which provides for a smaller microbe and therefore greater absorbability of the colloidal silver, known for centuries as one of the most effective antiviral and antibacterial compounds. I use it whenever I feel a cold coming on, and I highly recommend it. BrainForce Plus, which works extraordinarily well for me, you're looking at 50% off with free shipping. This gives me mental clarity, mental energy. You know, when you get that dip around 4 o'clock in the afternoon, this is an extraordinary product. I highly recommend it. And, of course, you can grab a copy of my new book, Stone's Rules, at a very nice price on the InfoWars.com site. So all of those great products help fund the fight for freedom. All of those products and your loyal support of them is what finances us here. We don't have the kind of multi-international financial backing that the globalists are able to lay on their supporters. We are completely and totally reliant on you in the fight ahead. So please, if you're not in the mood for one of our great nutraceuticals, if you're not looking for a book or a t-shirt, you can actually just make a donation to the InfoWars. There's a donate button where you can send 25 or 50 or 100 or 500. And yes, some InfoWarriors have sent as much as $1,000 to help fund the fight for freedom. It is not incidental that InfoWars has been at the focal point in the war of censorship. It is not incidental that we have been banned across all platforms on the same day. That's racketeering. That's the real collusion they don't want you to know about. This is an effort to snuff out the void of freedom. This is an effort to destroy what Alex Jones has built. Don't let them get away with it. Go to the InfoWars.com store right now. I'm Roger Stone, and I'll be right back.
Enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call, 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the purest for you and your family. For over 14 years, thousands have depended on Berkey Clean Water. The Berkey guy has you covered at home, work, and on the go with water filtration systems of every size for every budget. Now, GCN listeners receive 10% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN at GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
My fellow Americans, let me make this perfectly clear. You're listening to Roger Stone on InfoWars.
Welcome back. I'm Roger Stone, and you're on the Alex Jones Show. Well, unless you have been living in a cave, you know that there is a tsunami of press reports that say that Special Counsel Robert Mueller will, post-election, charge me with some crime in connection with the 2016 election. You can read it at the Business Insider and MSNBC and so on. Let me say that when I've been asked this question, what I have said is, if the decision is made on the basis of evidence and facts and truth, then I will not be charged. If this is a political vendetta, if there are people bearing false witness against me under oath and they are believed, that perhaps I will. And therefore, I face the greatest fight of my entire life. The pressure on me and my family has been extraordinary. The financial pressure is the whole idea. They seek to break you. And therefore, those who want to help the Stones, who want to help me so I can stay here at InfoWars and tell you the truth, please go to StoneDefenseFund.com, StoneDefenseFund.com, to help me fight my own fight for liberty. God will bless you for it. Now, in the Meantime, there are stories at MSNBC and NBC that say Dr. Jerome Corsi, who formerly worked at InfoWars, has now changed his story. You see, Dr. Corsi was the man who pointed out to me on August 21st the deep ties between John and Tony Podesta, the Podesta brothers, and the clique of oligarchs around Vladimir Putin. It was Jerry Corsi who pointed out to me a Breitbart story written on August 14th by Peter Schweitzer that said that Tony Podesta had been hired to represent the same Ukrainian political party as Paul Manafort. It was Dr. Corsi who told me that I could find everything I needed to know about the Podesta brothers' Russian business interests at the Panama Papers, which had been published in April of 2016. And indeed, it was all there. Gas, aluminum, uranium, banking. Yes, there was a candidate involved in Russian collusion. Unfortunately, that candidate was Hillary Clinton. I asked Dr. Corsi for a memo, which he subsequently sent me on the 31st. It was very heavily researched and annotated, with the hopes of getting some members of the mainstream media interested in the Podesta brothers' Russian collusion. I was unfortunately unsuccessful in that effort. But now Dr. Corsi seems to be saying, according to NBC and ABC, that he knew in advance that John Podesta's emails had been breached and had been boosted. Well, if that's true, he most certainly never said that to me. My emails and text trail with Dr. Corsi do not reflect that. They reflect my version of events. But in this hinky atmosphere, people are changing what they say. And as again, I say, if everyone here tells the truth, I'm confident that there'll be no charges against me. But if people bear false witness against you, if they change their story under pressure, well, I will be forced to demonstrate the truth. There are two witnesses who have gone to the grand jury, as I understand it. Tyler Nixon, who I spoke about earlier, an attorney who represented me, and David Lugo, a brilliant filmmaker, and both of them testified as to the truth. The truth being that it was Randy Credico, the left-wing radio host, who first tipped me as to the strength of what it was Julian Assange said he had. And that my now iconic tweet of August 21st, in which I said, the Podesta's time in the barrel will come. It's funny, the word the gets omitted by almost all of the mainstream media. But the Podesta's clearly refers to two people, John and Tony, and is not a veiled reference to the fact that someone has acquired John Podesta's emails and would subsequently publish them. I had no advance knowledge of that from Dr. Corsi or anyone else. That's what the facts and the truth and the evidence will show. Now, tonight we have our extended election coverage, and it is really the best place for you to tune in to find out what happens. Whether there's going to be a blue wave or whether there's going to be a red tsunami, I have said earlier on the show that I'm a pessimist. It's not that I don't think the votes are there. I do. I think if there was an honest and fair election, the Republicans would win. I have two fear factors that I should put forward immediately. One is the enormous impact of the internet censorship of the voices of conservatives and Republicans and Trump supporters. You see, Donald Trump's election would never have been possible in 2016 without the rise of a vibrant, robust alternative media based in the internet. And InfoWars is the cutting edge of that movement. InfoWars is the tip of the spear. That's why we have been particularly targeted for censorship. That's why they want to crush our First Amendment rights. The other impact of this, of course, is that as you shut down these alternative media sites and voices, you shift control of the political narrative in America back to the mainstream media, back to ABC, CBS, and the most loathsome of them all, NBC, not to mention CNN, and MSNBC, the fake news sites of the deep state and the two-party duopoly and political establishment, just run this country into the ground. It is a grave concern that that shift will affect this election. And then, of course, there is the question of voter integrity, ballot integrity. I think even as I sit here now, we are being robbed blind. I feel it. I see it. I hear reports of it from activists in the field. I spoke yesterday to New York City police officer, an NYPD guy whose specific responsibility is to find and help ICE deport illegals. And he says they are voting in record numbers, that he has seen them in his own polling place. This New York police officer is a great fan of InfoWars, by the way, and a great fan of the InfoWars.com site and our many products. But there you have it, a report firsthand from the field. So my two big concerns tonight, we'll be talking more about this, are the impact of the internet censorship on Donald Trump's supporters. Not only do I think that they are shadow banning the president himself to limit somewhat his reach, but they're taking away our ability to amplify what he says. They're taking away the megaphone of his supporters. And there is the real danger. Now, when you couple that with the mass-based voter fraud that is taking place before our very eyes, when you can register online, when you can show up and then vote without having to show any voter ID, a driver's license, for example, because it would be a racist, it opens the door to the kind of mass fraud that will put Adam Schiff back in control as a chairman of the House Intelligence Committee. By the way, Congressman Schiff announced this morning that if the Democrats take control of the House, he will refire up the Russian intelligence investigation. Let me say this. I don't know that my lawyers would let me testify in front of the House Intelligence Committee again, since I'm clearly under investigation by Mr. Mueller. But if I was to testify, my testimony would be identical to what I said last time, because contrary to what some who are protected by congressional immunity have said, my testimony was completely truthful and accurate. I understand a few things better now. Even I have learned some additional facts that would only strengthen what I said in my resolve before the committee. But there would be no change in my testimony. Let us hope that Adam Schiff and Jerry Nadler and Maxine Waters and Nancy Pelosi are not in charge of the new Congress, are not obstructionists to end America's greatest comeback story yet. Donald Trump has made America great again. The economy has come roaring back in a way that Barack Obama told us was literally impossible. What are you going to do, Mr. Trump? Wave a wand, he said. Well, it's not waving a wand. It's cutting taxes. It's cutting regulation. It is unleashing the strength of the American people and the free enterprise system. Donald Trump has done it. Join us tonight for election night coverage.
Well, and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.